Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super itch. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash up. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to fetch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now is where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. It's blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Yeah. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. Yeah. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. We got the ladies going crazy on the open mic. Call midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. To return to the conference, press the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by the dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
That's what it was. I was saying, hey, Tony, yeah. I don't hear you. You didn't hear me.
Well, I don't think nobody heard you say anything.
No, apparently they didn't. So anyway, it's Wednesday, November the 27th. Go ahead, Tony.
Good morning, TNT. Here we go. I was wondering what was about to happen. All right, it is Wednesday, day before Turkey Day. And we keep on doing what we're doing, moving on. All right, we never did send anything out, though, right?
We did do a little update thing.
Oh, you did? Okay.
What was the update? Let me pull it up and read it. 1 second here. Screen's moving a little slow. Here we are. Latest blast and tweets update reads as this. We received the following has been reported to us. An Iraqi Parliament Financial Committee met with CBI Governor Alak to discuss taxes and selling of the currency. The deal between the Kurds and Baghdad is for 1 year, an effective January, in the 2020 budget. The WTO is in town for a final meeting to discuss reactivating Iraq to the WTO by the end of this month. This was initially set up in July. And that was it.
Well, guys, we got a lot more since then. Continue to get more. Everything's going on. So, they met about the budget. It is, everything was agreed on in the budget. They've announced it to the people that they agreed on the HCL, that they've agreed on the rate, and that everything that they've asked for is actually in the 2020 budget. And will be seen. January the 1st is what they're telling their people now. The budget should be activated, the 2020 budget activated January the 1st with everything that they have asked for included in there. Now, along with that, they've had agreements. Article came out today. They're supposed to meet on Sunday to sign all of those agreements. To sign all those agreements on Monday, Sunday, we can see. Anything could happen at any given time because what we know is the rate was also in the 2019 budget. It just was never activated. CBI was waiting for that time. So that doesn't mean they have to wait till January 1st to activate it. They could activate it anytime after the 2020 budget is signed. Now, a lot of people over there think they won't do it until the 2020 budget is activated, but I don't think they can wait that long. And I've been saying it. Even though it's in there, it's signed, the people know it, they want it. They're still protesting today. As a matter of fact, in some areas, the protest is getting even worse today. So I don't think they have the month of December to sit back and celebrate and let them continue burning things and rioting and everything else. So we should probably see it sooner rather than later, as far as that goes. As far as bank going, and I know I was supposed to ask the banker a question of what happens after you get the $8. Well, this is what happens. Let me see. Oh, okay, hold on for a second. All right, guys, let me see what he said to me this morning. He said, it all depends on if you have a humanitarian project and what the content of the project. I will speak to you and explain later this evening. So, anyway, there is room to negotiate. There are going to be some different rates and things, and hopefully we'll get the full details this evening. But there is something between the rate and the $4, so that you know that part. Okay. Well, right now, right this minute, I'm going to ask all you guys to help us, help TNT, help the Denard community. And maybe I should just do it myself first. What's next? Let me see. Do they have a travel list in Texas? Anybody know? Travel X. I would think they would all say the same thing, right? Hold on for a minute, guys. Just hold on for a minute, Ray. What time is it? What's time? Okay, that didn't work, huh?
I don't know.
Man. A bunch of people told me that. I know.
That didn't
I just
work.
Checked
okay.
it for myself. Yeah. Yeah, I was just checking it out for myself so I could see. That's all. All right. So, guys, I was just trying to either stop a rumor right now or prove it right now with you guys on. Okay, I know there's a Travel X in Texas. So, supposedly people are saying that Travel X is posting some new rates in Houston, Texas, but they're not everywhere because I just called to make sure. Because I would think they were doing it throughout the country since it's Travel X, not just in one location. So it may be a case of them thinking the Kuwait dinar was the dinar again because it was a new dinar rate. But anyway, we're all good. We got that settled. As far as I can tell, if somebody can show me something else. Just to get that call, because I know it's about to hit the internet and everybody's going to talk about it. So with that, guys, we wait. So far, everything is done, sitting, waiting. The bank people are not at the bank again today. They're not sitting there. They're not going to be there tomorrow. But maybe we look for something Friday or Sunday when they come back, actually take the vote and sign off on it. It's scheduled for a Sunday for the 2020. And we'll see. But other than that, the rates are the same. It hasn't changed. Oh, wait a minute. So yesterday, they did see the rates for a while, and then they went blank. And, shoot, let me see, I forgot, because he was kind of upset yesterday. Like, what's going on? I thought we were ready to go. They took the rates off, then they came back. Let me ask the question real quick and see if they're back this morning and if they are the same. So I'll check that. All right, Ray, let's get started.
Okay, let's see. We have a whole lot of questions here. It'll take a long time to get through them all. Burbank Lou says, if Iran has people in the Iraqi government and has been obtaining dinars through the auction, won't the U.S. oppose an RV until Iran is forced out of both? If Iran has people in the Iraqi government and has been obtaining dinar through the auctions, won't the U.S. oppose an RV until Iran is forced out of both? I guess the government and the auctions.
Guys, the auctions will stop when the RV happens, okay? So Iran already has what they have. And they're not going to stop the smuggling across the border 100%, period. That's just never going to happen. They're removing people from key positions in the government. They're not going to get them all out of the government in the next 90 days or next 3 or 4 years. There's still going to be some of them in there, and they know it's a fight. They're going to have to fight, but they're pushing for it right now for the people to get them out, and especially the leaders in the key positions. Is it going to stop the RV? No. That's what the sanctions against Iran are for. Even if they get it, countries aren't supposed to be doing business with them, which means what can they do with it other than what they're doing, and that is doing trading with Iraq. And they have to survive somewhere. That's about it. No, it's not going to stop the RV. It has held it up until they can get it in the positions that they want. But we obviously are in those positions right now. Okay?
Okay, DSM. Tony, can you speculate this? Okay. On Sunday of this week, Vice President Pence was in Iraq, focused on meeting officials in Kurdistan. He spoke to the Iraqi Prime Minister by phone and encouraged Iraq to respect peaceful protests and disassociate itself with Iran. Iran's reply was U.S. policy is in disarray and is facing a total disaster in Iraq as it loses influence in Baghdad. So they want to know, can you speculate this?
Okay. Kind of hard to do considering they just read two different people's opinion, but what is it they want me to speculate about? They just want me to talk about it. Yeah, okay. The delegation went over to Kurdistan and not to Iraq. So we all know that. Why? Well, because they're rioting in the streets in Baghdad. So why would they want to go land in the middle of that or try to get to the green zone and cause more confusion when they can go to Kurdistan where it's all calm and everything else, which is what they chose to do, and meet people there. The U.S., again, you know, has always been, Kurdistan has been our ally, more so than Baghdad has, and we've been supporting them in that process, so that's reason for him to go there, again, where there's friendly faces and foes, doesn't have to go in the middle of a fight. He still talked to them. He still told Baghdad we're over here, even though we're here and not in Baghdad, to see that things are going right, to have a presence, because Iran is absolutely right. U.S. was losing their foothold and their control of Iraq and that area by doing nothing, because that's what the U.S. was doing, nothing, just letting it go wild, and Iran was dictating everything. They were bringing in this special military, the soldiers. They were telling Iraq what to do, turn off the internet, do this, do that. Because Iran was trying to keep control against the people. Now, once the people had enough in the streets, uproar, and had the momentum, then the U.S. start stepping in, start putting everything in the newspaper, letting the people know what? Actually throwing gas on the fire, because that's what it was doing, throwing gas on the fire, getting their momentum up to help push them out. And then once that part happened in the news, that's when the delegation went over. Now we're making our presence known. Now this is what we like to see do. Now we're telling the people we're supporting them. We're being here. We're telling your government stop shooting you down in the streets or we're not going to support them. And now that change is coming. They're meeting. They're making announcements. They're giving the people what they want. What does it look like? The U.S. came over there and made it happen. Okay? We made it happen. We made them do what you wanted to be done because that's the story that's going to be told, even though it was the people in the streets. So hopefully that's what you want to hear, my opinion of what's going on between those two, and that's what I see. All right, what's next?
A. Gator B., I guess that's how it would be pronounced, says, are we able to take laptops to the exchange?
I would think so. You can take them to the bank any other time. I couldn't see any reason why you couldn't take your laptop.
Hey, Gator B., okay. How about send me a PM on what you would be doing at the exchange with the laptop. I might be missing something here. So enlighten me if you don't mind. Judy Blue Eyes says, does Oki possibly have a post office box that we could send some additional Get Well cards to? No.
I do not have a post office box for Oki.
All right, that's it for the printed questions. Now let's see what the live people have to say. 303 area code, you are on.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Tony, still waiting for your phone call. And I had a question about the budget. Where would the rate be in the budget? Because if a dinar is a dinar, you would think that all it has is dinar. And after the RV, nothing's going to change except they'll be able to buy, you know, if they have, you know, a billion dinar allocated to buying tanks from the United States, they'll have a lot more buying power.
Okay. If the rate is 1192 right now, which it is 1186 right now, and then in the new budget, they put the rate at 1-to-1. Wouldn't that change the rate?
No, it would change the rate that they could buy more things with, but there wouldn't be anything different in the budget, right? Because the you know, so let's say you buy something right now that costs $1,000, a million dinar. After the RV, it's still 1,000 dinar, because nothing changes except that if that $1,000 was, you know, to buy toilet paper from Wisconsin, then
okay, if something costs 100,000 dinar right now and they change the rate in the budget, even if they allocated it at 100,000 dinar and they said, oh no, now that we've changed the rate, that 100,000 dinar equates to 1,000 dinar, then the rate has changed. Okay.
Yeah, but
it gives it more buying power.
Yeah, no, I mean, I understand that. I just don't see how it would ever be in the budget. It's like the United States budget doesn't have anything to do with the buying power for euros or yen or anything else. It's all in dollars because we are United States. But if the rate against the yen were to change positively, we could buy more, you know, chopsticks or whatever we buy from them.
Okay, but the
right?
yen is not in our budget. The dollar is in our budget, and it is based on the rate of the dollar when they put the budget together. This is what a dollar's worth. This is what it buys. Our dollar doesn't change
yeah.
dramatically from one budget to the other, so we never see it. Iraq is not the United States. They don't do everything the way the United States does it. They do things,
sure.
they put it in their budget, they're saying this is the rate we're going with, and effective this date, the rate changes, and this is how it's going to be from that point on. And it's simply what they're saying to the people. You don't have to believe me. The articles are saying it themselves. They are saying it. I'm not saying it. I'm just trying to explain it to you. Which means
yeah.
the rate's going to go from 1186 to 1-to-1. Now, when Iraq puts out an article to their people saying we've done what you're saying and there's a new rate in the budget, why wouldn't you think there's going to be a new rate in the budget?
I just don't see how it you know, doesn't make any sense to me. But that's all right. Anyway,
okay, a lot of things they do don't make sense to us, but that's what's going how it's going to work, and then we'll understand
yeah.
it once it happens.
But if you would still please give me a call so we can talk about the gold standard petition.
Oh, I'm trying to think. I don't think Ray sent me your number because I don't think he wants me to talk to you because I called everybody else whose number
I thought I sent it.
No,
okay,
I called everybody. You sent me the numbers. Okay. All right. Let's go.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
We'll do it next.
All right. All right. Thank you, sir. 865, you are on.
Hi, Tony, and hi, Ray. Appreciate your continued nuggets here. Tony, you had indicated on the time frame that the budget is to be voted on Sunday. And at this stage of the game, given all of this, are they still following their protocols that for everything to be official, quote unquote, it has to be published in the Gazette, or are they circumventing that and saying once it's voted, it's official?
We have no idea what they're going to do. We know what their policy is and how it's supposed to be done. But, you know, they weren't even going to vote on Sunday. Now they're saying they are. So they weren't going to vote until next month. And then do the second voting on the budget was supposed to be in February, which made no sense. And so you know they can't wait that long to do this. And how is it going to be in February when it says everything in the budget, well, the oil from Kurdistan to Baghdad, 250,000 barrels a day, is supposed to start on the 1st of January. Well, how can that be if you're not going to vote on the budget to finalize it until February? So those are the things that just don't make sense, right? How can it be effective the 1st of January if you don't vote and pass the budget before the 1st of January gets here? So that doesn't make sense. So it's not always what they say it is. Sometimes we have to look and pay attention. That's all.
Right. Well, I just hope that printing presses are at the ready, and there will be a special edition of the Gazette that would be coming out hot off the presses on Sunday. Clarification, you were saying that the folks are still protesting over there and in some areas even worse than it has been in the past. That's contrary to what others over the last couple of days, they were seeming to think that in some of the things I've been reading, that it was turning into celebrations. So your folks are still saying it's demonstrating, not celebrating, correct?
Well, no, they were celebrating the other day when they heard everything was in the budget. They were happy and excited in Baghdad and some other areas. But there's areas where they are still protesting because, like I said, they can say what they want and they can make the announcement, but these people are looking for things to happen. And again, I don't think just making the announcements are going to make them stop. If that's the case, we are going to wait till January, February, March, because, hey, we announced it, and the people are now happy. These people actually want to see something done, and they're not seeing anything done. They're seeing a lot of things said, but nothing done. So while they're happy that, hey, everything's in the budget, we're going to get it, when we're going to get it? And that's what the U.S. has said. Hey, we need to do this by the end of the month. You need to get this done right now. And that turn, drag it out another month till January and February. So we're going to see how it comes up. Okay.
Getting back to the visit that Vice President Pence had made over there, there have also been some references of others who were part of the delegation that we may not have been made all that aware of. Are your folks indicating that they know the composition of the Pence delegation, that there may well have been some other higher-ups that weren't really having the spotlight put on them, but that they were in part of the delegation going over there?
So deputy defense ministers and some other people, there was a list of them, yes. They were over there, not just him.
Were there any references of Treasury higher-ups that were part of that delegation?
I'm trying to remember the list.
You don't have it memorized, sir?
No, I don't. I did read it, though. So I'm actually trying to look for it right now.
We won't take up the time on that. You can tweet that out or post it somewhere on the TNT chat board and like. Well, given everything that you know and all your speculations and crystal balls and that sort of thing, how likely are you seeing that Friday's call, which we know we always have calls scheduled Monday, Wednesday, Friday, that there would be a Friday call, and that would it still be pre-RV or post-RV? What does your crystal ball tell you, sir?
My crystal ball tells me that right now I talked to the bank, and he just said the rates are off the screen after being sitting there so long. So he doesn't know what's going on. Could mean that it's about to happen, or could mean it's not going to happen until after they vote. But they took them off for a reason after having them there all this time. Maybe to make an adjustment to them and make them pop up. I don't know. I think there's still a good chance we see this by next Tuesday, if not before. I think there's a real good chance after the meeting on Sunday. If they sign off on the budget, I think that's really all they need to do, because everybody knows it's going to happen at that point and do it. Or it could be, you know, like it used to be. They tell us things are going to happen on Sunday that happened on Friday, and this thing could pop out. But nobody's at the exchange centers right now, I can tell you that. And I do know some of them do have vacations scheduled for next week. That don't mean they're going to go on them just because they haven't scheduled. That could be going on. But I still feel good about all the announcements, the agreements that are being made public, and the rates that are being put out there. So,
good enough.
Okay.
Well, I guess the one thing that is pretty much of a given at this point is that our 10-day post-RV TNT Super Fantastic or Pay It Forward project looks to be in December. You know, even if it were to happen today, it's going to put it into December. So happy December on that, and happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. We appreciate it. And thanks again for doing the call today. It's been great. Nice talking with you.
All right. Thank
have
you.
A great one. Thank you.
All
take
right.
care. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Right.
Bye-bye. 281 area code. You are on.
Hello, Ray and Tony. How y'all doing today?
Hey there.
Super fantastic. How are you doing?
To the nth degree.
I'm good. I'm good. Good. Can't complain. I had a couple of questions. One of the questions is, if there are multiple rates that we will be able to choose from, can you tell me how that works? Because I know we used to talk about it, but we used to say that there was a market rate, international rate, and possibly a contract rate. But all the rates in between, what rates would those be if that's the case, if there's multiple rates? How would that be, I guess you'd say,
okay.
The opportunity?
Okay, so let's look at this. Let's look at this. There's two rates, okay? There's a 4X rate of
$4. 4X, okay.
There's a contract rate of $28.50 that
okay.
we all know about, right?
Right.
So
right.
One major bank is giving that $28.50.
Okay.
Another bank could say, I can't give you the 28. Well, they could, contract rate, because everybody's supposed to be doing that, was doing the contract rate. But because you have 100 million dinar instead of 50 million dinar, and you're willing to leave half of it here for 24 months, I'm going to give you $6. I'm going to give you two extra dollars because you're letting me use it. Or because you have 500 million dinar, I'm going to give you $8 per dinar. And anything in there between, because you have, you know, as he just sent me and said, humanitarian project, I got it together, I'm going to do this. And we see that, hey, we're going to let you have $10 for your dinar. You got enough dinar and you got a project and we know the money's going to be working through our bank. They're working for them too. And they give you that.
Okay.
So the rates could be anywhere in between there. And each bank is going to be different on what they're offering.
All right. I get it now. I didn't know if these rates were a rate that had a name like the Forex rate, the international rate. I didn't know if there were other rates of that.
Here's the only two rates that you and I can get that are the same. You and I can get, that's going to be the exact same. We both can get the Forex rate of $3.71 or $4, whatever it comes out with, because we can all see that. We can see that. So both of us can get that rate. We both can get $28.50 because we know that's the contract rate. If I want the contract rate as standard, that's what I get. Any rate in between there is going to be based on us as individuals, how we address that person across from the desk, what we bring to the table, and our negotiating skills. That's going to be the difference. Okay?
Yeah, it's going to be at the discretionary choice of the bank, how much they want to give you, depending on what criteria you meet for them. Okay, I get that. So, so with that said, are all of, so if, let's just say hypothetically we do get a different rate other than the international rate and at the bank's discretionary choice of rate they give us. Now, will we be signing NDAs on those rates because they're different than international rates?
Any rate other than the Forex rate, you should be signing an NDA on for 90 days.
Oh, okay.
Now, because that's your rate, and they don't want to disclose it, and they don't want to, you know, give you $4.03 and give me $6, and I go out there and tell it, and you, you know, you just left the bank an hour ago, and you go back all mad. Hey, he got $6. You told me it was only $4.50. Blah, 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 blah. You know, and they don't want all that back and forth. And why'd he get that and that? And so they're going to say, hey, for 90 days, no. And after 90 days, they're not going to care because that was a different situation 90 days ago, nothing we can do about it. Or people going to be done spent their money and be calmed down anyway. So.
Okay. So so you're from what you have heard, I know it's nothing set in stone yet, maybe. Most of the NDAs is going to be probably about 90 days.
That's what I was told so far,
Okay.
Now, anything could change. It's like anywhere else, any given day, it could change. But that's my understanding right now today, it's 90 days.
So it sounds like they're pretty standard then. So my NDA, and let's just say hypothetically my sister's NDA, even though they're both going to be 90 days, is more than likely going to have the same type of stipulations in the NDA. It won't be, she won't get some different type of rules and instructions in hers versus mine.
No, no, those should be standard NDAs that the banks have. Now, yours might be different if she goes to Chase and you go to Wells Fargo. There could be some different terminologies in there, things, but other than that, if you go to the bank, they should all be the same.
Oh,
you go to
so
the same
different
bank,
banks can have different banks can have different wordings or different rules or whatever. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, that those were my questions. I will move on, and I'm definitely hoping we see this before the next 3 days or the end of this month, which we don't have that long. So we'll see. Thank
That's
you.
That's right. All right. Thank you.
Happy
Thanksgiving.
Okay. 972 area code. You're on.
Hey there, fellas. Danny in Dallas. What's happening?
Danny, how you doing, man?
Danny.
I just left the Gaylord Entertainment. They call it the Gaylord Texan. We watched as people froze to death practically in a 7-degree refrigerator with ice sculpture. This is Texas. My nose is cold. I want you to know. All right.
I know it is.
I really thought long and hard about what I might want to ask. I'm just reminded of the past. The first April 1st day after I purchased my dinar in 2009 in October, the first day of April, April Fool's, I called a buddy and I told him this thing had happened. And he about dropped the phone on the other end, and he has not forgiven me since. So, every April 1st, I hear from them. And then I'm reminded, too, that this time last year and the year before and the year and the year and the year before, we always had the encouragement of the possibility of a good Thanksgiving and then a great Christmas and then a new year. So I am going to be terribly excited when this happens, but I'm not going to be disappointed if we go through that trip one more time, because we're used to it, aren't we?
Yes, we are. You know what? Yeah. Well, we haven't heard and it being done because, you know, they want a great Black Friday. They want a great shopping month and everything else prior to Christmas. Or they want to start the new year off right. The physical new year already started, physical new year, October.
Yes.
Like ours.
Yes.
So we're already into the new year, and everybody keeps saying the new year. We could already affect, you know, the 2020 budget, even though they say the 1st of January, let's do it from that point on. It doesn't stop
right.
when they have that agreement, again, being announced because the rate was in the 2019 budget. They just didn't activate it. So it could happen in that time frame. They're not hyping it up because of all the demonstrations, everything else that's going over there, more of a priority, and I think could force this to actually happen within that time frame, which I'm looking forward to. Not our government wanting it to happen, but theirs actually wanting it to happen and being forced to make it happen. Go ahead.
Well, I like that concept of being forced to make it happen. We have no control on this end. But obviously, we can watch the happenings in the world, and sometimes positive, sometimes negative. I think we're in a very positive place right now, so I agree with you wholeheartedly. But if I make it to the Thanksgiving meal and I'm still broke, it won't be the first time I woke up broke. It's just that way. Yeah. All right.
It won't
I'm
be the first
go.
Time, just another time. Okay.
That's
all
right. That's right. Have a great Thanksgiving. To you and all that are listening. See ya.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right, sir.
All right, let me read this real quick, guys. Hold on. I just got it on TV in Iraq that the ministers in the finance committee are meeting with the CBI governor right now about the monetary policy evaluation. It's occurring now. So let's see what happens after the meeting. Man, y'all getting this live right from Iraq TV right now. Cause let me see, they're sending me stuff. All right, who's next? Go ahead.
All right, 905, you're on.
Hi there.
Greetings,
good morning.
Bob,
how are
Canada.
You?
Good? Good, good.
Okay.
This is my first time getting on. I really appreciate. I've been listening to you guys for couple of years now, and everything you guys say really makes a lot of sense. Because
no,
I'm
you.
From Canada, a few things that I just don't understand is when you talk about these call centers that people are going to go to, are they the same as our currency exchange centers in Canada?
Yeah, the call center. Oh, are you trying to say something, Ray?
No.
Okay, all right. So a call center is just a place where they're taking your calls for the 800 number. They're setting up the appointment. Those are the call centers. The exchange centers are locations you're actually going to go take your currency to, exchange your money, do all your banking business at.
Okay. The reason that I ask that is because we've got a lot of currency exchange centers here. Like there's quite a few in the malls and places like that. Now, when I've tried to buy dinar, I can only get that through the currency exchange centers. The dong I can get from the Scotia Bank and a couple of other banks, but I can't really seem to get the dinar from any place except the currency exchange. So maybe that's where I'm going to have to go when everything changes.
Well, I think when everything changes, you're going to actually be able to go to a bank, a banking exchange center, because
okay.
the currency exchange centers in your mall and everything will not be able to handle your exchange.
Okay, good. So we will find out what bank I can take my my dinar to. I just wanted to make a couple of things. I've tried to follow some of your advice. Some of it's backfired on me, but some of it is excellent. One of the things that you said quite a while ago is how life-changing this might be. And I just thought my there was a friend of my niece was a school teacher, and her parents got killed in an accident. She ended up with a lot of money. What she did was started to be overly generous to all of her friends, taking them out for dinners, buying them trips, giving them money if they needed it. And then she found herself without any friends anymore. These friends couldn't pay her back, couldn't do anything for her, you know, show appreciation the way she was showing to them. And so she seemed to have lost all her friends. And my niece was saying that she got an email from her just before she committed suicide because she was so upset about losing all her friends. So I thought that was really good advice that you gave about being careful of your life change that's going to come. And one other thing that that you had mentioned, it's kind of funny. My wife is very skeptical about this. Okay, so I've said, okay, come on, listen to Tony. He makes a lot of sense. And then you at one point you said, oh, go listen to other people. You know, hear what other people say and then compare it and then make your own decisions. Well, we started doing that. Okay, and boy, oh boy, is there ever a lot of nuts on the internet? I'll tell you, we heard about this Dave guy from Sedona. He talks to a 300-year-old Chinese elder where he gets his information. There's this Benny who's a Spanish guy, and he talks to God all the time, and God's telling him. And then we come across this Zora guy who's some guy from outer space, and he's bringing all this to the world. Oh, my goodness. And I said, no, we're only going to listen to Tony and Ray. That's it. The rest of the people are all crazy. And you know what? It seems like a lot of people that you talk to, they seem that this is some sort of religious gift from God. Like, I mean, where do they come from? But anyhow, you guys keep us grounded. I really appreciate your call. This is my first time calling, and I'm really looking forward to our investments coming through. So I appreciate,
all right, thank you.
appreciate what you do. Thanks
all
very
you
much.
Sir. Sorry you had to go through all that, but okay.
Yeah, I'm still going all through it with my wife. Yep. Okay, thank you.
Take care.
Bye. All right.
951.
So with that, hold on a second. Oh, right. Let me say something to you guys real quick, guys. So everybody understand. I'm a firm believer in doing just that, listening to everybody. And when I say everybody, I don't mean the crazies and wackos, but there's other people out there. I'm never, ever going to tell you I know everything because I already know I don't know everything. I know a lot of things. And I do tell you guys, I might not be right, but I'm never wrong because I live by that. Might just be different, but I'm never wrong. But the fact of the matter is there's other people out there who also get information from other sources. And I'll listen to some of it and see if it makes sense. If people send it to me, does this make sense? Does that make sense? And try to figure out. Or I'll actually send it to my sources and say, hey, can you find out about this, or is this real, or where does this fit in our scheme? So I'm telling you, Tony is the only person you should listen to. I'm never, ever going to say that because somebody else might make this thing click in your mind as far as what you need and information, or they may say it the way you need to hear it. Now, a lot of times I say things, and I say them five or six times because people ask me, Ray, there's a lot of noise back here. I can't hear it yet. A lot of things going on. So five or six different ways so people will understand it. So I'm always going to tell you, hey, go listen to this guy. Some of his points are valid. I mean, sometimes, hey, his guy got to him before my guy got to me. I mean, I'm getting information right now. This is what's on the TV. This is what they're saying. That information I just gave you guys, he just sent me. He said, no, that was on the 6 o'clock news. They already met this afternoon. We're waiting to see what happened. So some of those things come out right now. Some of them may come out later. I got to go back and ask about them. But always, I'm going to say, I mean, I'm not offended when you listen to somebody else. You know, I'm not offended even if you decide to take their point of view, because it's your life. You got to live it. I'm just here to do the best that I can do. And that's why I tell people, go where you feel the most comfortable at, and not, I know some people think Tony think he knows everything. I don't know everything. And I can tell you, I don't know everything. I know what doesn't make good common sense. That's what I do know. And I know how to put, you know, things together that do in my sources. I know when somebody is trying to take advantage of you and some of these things because they don't make sense, or I can ask my resources, Treasury, banking, that, and they can tell me absolutely not. That, you know, we're not doing that. So, and that's what you can depend on right here. So, again, I'm not talking to the galactic. I mean, I'll do that. I don't do all the rest of I don't want to call it crazy because some people are believing in it, but all the outer world stuff and all that, or even here, China does not run the dinar, does not run the GCR, does not run the RV of Iraq. They weren't even a big part of it. They have a contract to buy the dinar that the U.S. allowed them to. So when you hear all that, like we've been hearing for years, the elders demand that it be done here. They're making Trump do this, do that. We heard that with Bush. We heard that with Obama. And it never, ever happened. It never made anybody do anything, demand anything. So why that keeps going on and on and on, I have no idea. But everybody has their own opinion. We'll get through it. All right, what's next, Ray? Sorry.
951 was next. 951, area code, you're on.
Good morning.
Hey.
Good morning.
Yeah, I guess good morning and good afternoon. Or should we just say good day?
All right. Okay.
Okay.
Anyway, I wanted to make sure it was me and not the other 951. So, anyway. All I wanted to do, you answered my question earlier because I was going to say evidently this isn't going to happen before Thanksgiving, so we'll see what happens this weekend. But all I wanted to do is wish you guys a very happy Thanksgiving. So, and thanks for everything you guys do.
Well, thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
Thank you.
Okay. 217, area code, you're on.
He's lagging behind. I hear it in the background. Okay, he should be there.
I hear something faint. All right, 217, try disconnecting and call back. Let's go to 301. Area code.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Good morning.
Hello.
To you and good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. You can hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I called before because I needed help. I'm new at this. My name is Ada. And you said you would see if your brother could call me and trying to walk me through things. I have some dawn. That's all I have. I don't have any dinar.
Okay. So here's the thing. I asked my brother to call you, but he didn't do it. And anyway, I'm just throwing him under the bus. Here's the thing. A lot of people ask and volunteered actually to call you. and talk to you, but we didn't feel comfortable doing that because we don't want, you know, even though people have the best of intentions, if something happens and you get taken advantage of, he felt, hey, we put that together and we don't want to feel responsible or do something like that as far as a bunch of people that volunteer to call and help you, which is what our community is about. If they can do it on in the forum or public or somewhere where everybody can see what's going on and you're not getting taken advantage of. That's probably why you didn't get any of those calls. So other than that, I'm going to let Ray speak for himself because that's the best thing I can do.
What call are you thinking this is this from, Tony?
I don't know. When she, somebody called and asked us to call her back to help her out because she didn't have anybody? No?
Oh, no. I talked to her. She's straightened out. She's part of the family now. I was thinking you probably had the wrong person.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, what's your problem, ma'am?
Well, like I said, I'm new at this, so I don't know how to do it. I have checked with some banks, and they said they're on an exchange of currency that was bought through them. Hello?
Okay.
But is it possible that you could call me back and kind of help me out?
How did you find out about the currency?
Well, a friend told me about it, but now he is deceased.
Okay.
So I need some help and how to go about doing this, you know, changing my currency. Are you still there?
We'll try to see what assistance we can get to you. That's not something that we normally handle, at least not I, and Tony doesn't normally handle anything. But anyway, we'll try to see if we get some assistance to you.
Okay, and I wanted to ask you, he said that some banks are paying $2 on the dollar.
Yeah.
Could you let me know what banks are doing that?
Well, we're going to tell everybody once the RV happens, and we'll put out the rates as we have from everybody. Right now, we don't want people bombarding any one bank, any bank. We put it on there saying, I know you guys are paying people, and I want to be one of them or anything like that. So we're not actually giving out the bank names yet.
Mm-hmm. Well, how will I be able to find that out?
Once we do a call, just like we're doing now, like you get on this call, we're going to text out we're doing a call. The RV has happened. Here's the 800 number. You'll call that 800 number and set up your appointment. And then we'll have a conference call just like we are now. And we're going to give you guys all the basic information that we have. So you'll go in there with some information in hand. Okay?
Okay. Well, has the RV already happened on the dome?
No, ma'am. It has not happened. No, it has
it
not.
Okay.
It's just, you know, some privileged people being given privileges that me and you don't have.
I see. Well, could your brother call me? Does he have my number?
I think he said he was. Has your number.
I didn't say that I was. I said we'll try to get somebody to assist you. I didn't say that I was going to
do it.
Okay. I'll try to get some assistance to you.
Okay, well, I would appreciate that. And my name
yes,
is Ada. A D as in dog, A.
Okay, you got it. And I'll make every effort to get some assistance to you, but I won't promise you that I'll do that. I'm too swamped with a lot of other things, so I'm not making that promise. But we'll make the effort to get some assistance to you.
Well, I would appreciate that.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, and you all have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
All right, you too.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
217, did you get your connection straightened out? We're back to 217. Okay, I'll take that silence to be no. It's still not straightened out. And that'll take us to area code 610. G-Man.
Good afternoon,
MPA.
Ray. Hey, good afternoon, Ray.
Hey, sir.
Good morning, Tony. It is G-Man.
Good morning, man. How you doing? Sound like you got a cold or something.
No, no. It is another dynamite day here in the USA, ladies and gentlemen. And for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the country to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com. Clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNTSuperFantastic, and you'll be able to make your donation electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. And as always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members who are still out there making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. Thank you to all of you on behalf of Ray and Tony who have sent in donations in the past. Those of you who will send in donations today and in the near future, your donations are needed and very, very much appreciated. Thank you. And with that, I'll close out, gentlemen, with Vegas, 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 verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, KYW, know your worth. And rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. And a very happy Thanksgiving to both of your families and to everyone listening in the TNT family. Make it a dynamite holiday. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir. Really appreciate it. All right.
You're very welcome.
All right, next up, area code 214.
Hello.
You are on.
How are you?
Hello.
Hello.
I am fantabulous.
You're fantastic.
The Instagram.
Oh, me too.
And yourself.
I'm fantabulous also. Great day. I got kind of confused on the call when they were talking about the rate and the budget. So I guess my question is, Tony, if there's going to be a rate that fluctuates, how are they going to put a rate, a designated rate, in the budget?
Okay. It's easy. Let's say the rate is based on the price of oil. And before they had the price of oil in the budget at $56. And now they're saying we're going to have the price of oil in the budget at $43. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the rate that the budget is based on, $43 price of oil, a conversion for the dollar is $3.71. That's fine. That's what we built our budget around. But now
okay,
the price of oil goes up to $40, $50, $60, $70, all of that is in excess, right? But the budget itself is still covered. So now we just have all this extra money to continue doing things with. They just give it a base amount and then go from there.
Okay. I got it now. And Zimbabwe is still in the basket?
That's what we keep hearing. I mean, that's what we're being told. They still see a rate there. They still say they're going to exchange it. So.
And what about the Iranian rial?
Yep. Said they have a new rate for it.
What's the rate on that?
I don't know. You got to ask Ray because I don't have any. I don't even
Ray,
see how they're going to exchange it with all the sanctions, but he says they are, so who knows?
366 was the last rate given to us.
Oh, wow. Okay, 366. Okay, and you also just said on the call, Tony, that they were meeting this Sunday on the budget. So if they approve the budget on Sunday, wouldn't you think that the RV would go before the budget?
Well, I would think it would because it's included in the budget. And it could just be a new number from what was included in 2019 because it was a higher rate in the 2019 budget than it was in the 2020. Wouldn't stop them from doing it. I think they just want to make sure everybody is agreed, is signed off. You know, it could be put in the Gazette on Wednesday. But regardless, I think when they do it, they're going to have to do the RV first because they can't, or do it at the same time, give people that much advance notice that the rate's going to change on the first. Yes, because that's the case again. Why do I spend my money? Why not just save all my money, I pay my bill, and buy all the dinar I can because the rate's already going to change on the first and this is what it's going to be. And we're never, ever going to know that, and we're never going to see that, okay?
Okay. That's all I have for today. You guys have a fantabulous Thanksgiving and enjoy.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You too. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 574 area code. You are on. 574-850.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Mariah just got here, but he'll sit still because he has some currency too, so he don't mind listening. How are you guys today?
Fantastic.
Super fantastic.
The nth degree.
How are you?
Oh, I'm getting better and better each day. A little less pain, more therapy, everything. So I'm the guy that had the surgery almost a month ago and getting better, man.
Okay. I'm glad to hear it.
I was calling because I had a question in regards to – yeah, come on in. Anyway, so we know over in Iraq, what was funny was you were telling us that they were getting ready to meet, and then you got that notification from someone saying that, oh, they already met. We're just waiting to hear what the decision is. So it just reminded me again, Tony, how you're saying that things just can change so fast without notice. So at any rate, that being said, the caller who just called before mentioned something regarding we know that they told them, you know, we're going to put everything in the budget for the 2020. So we know when they make it, I guess, public or legit in a sense, the revalue or the RI, however you want to term it, it definitely needs to happen by that point because the budget covers so much for them. What are your thoughts on that?
Okay. Well, a couple things. Yes, when the budget is made official and goes in the Gazette, everything else, the numbers come out, then everybody's going to know what it is. Everybody's going to know what the new rate is, everything else. again, they're not going to publicize that a month ahead of time. You know, they'll give us the old rate, or like last time, we converted it over, and we'll know what it is. So people are not just going to sit by and continue using their dinar, everything else, knowing that it's going to be worth, you know, 5 or 10 times what it is. They can't go a week, 2 weeks without their economy going at all. So it's going to be, have to be something that they let us know. They all have agreements on Sunday. Hopefully they go into Gazette on Wednesday, get approved, and not wait for the second vote that long. And things should move from there. But as far as things going, guys, so I'm sitting here and I'm looking at articles, I'm getting information, and they're talking about changing the demonstration into a revolution. That's what they're putting out now, because they're saying you're not listening to the demonstrators. You're not doing anything. You're talking, but you're not doing anything, which means now we're going to have to change this into a revolution, which is a whole lot worse than what the demonstrations are. And I've told you guys throughout the years, you know, lighting a fire is easy. Putting the fire out is something else. And we know that here in California. If you guys don't know that anywhere else, it takes one little match to light a fire, but it takes, you know, a whole fire station to put a fire out, which is different than what they're looking at. I just got the information update right now that Tish sent me. And she said they set fire to the Iranian consulate in Najaf, and then put out a warning that the Sandy's house and the Grand Mosque are redlined and heavily guarded. But they're saying they're escalating things right now. They're tired of hearing about it and ready for them to do what they say they're going to do. So I don't think this can go until January or continue on, as long as the demonstrators keep doing what they're doing.
Okay. Yeah, that was going to be my my next point, is that fact that with the Iraqi citizens and, of course, the Iranian citizens doing what they're doing, but with the Iraqi citizens continuing to put pressure on with their demonstrations and short-lived celebrations, that does put pressure on them to definitely get things done in a more expedient manner rather than trying to drag things out. So obviously, if things do shake loose before the weekend or by the weekend, we can definitely credit that to the pressure that they are putting on them over there.
Absolutely, because out of all the things that the demonstrators have asked for, and we went through the first 10 list and the next 25 list, the one thing that can happen the easiest and cause the most dramatic change is the RV, the currency. Because, you know, rich people don't protest. It's not the rich people out there in the streets demonstrating. People with money are too busy out buying cars and houses and clothes to go on their back and food to go in the house and trying to sit down and eat, because now they can do that. That makes a difference. In the fact that they're going to issue enough money to everybody when they do it, okay, we still want what we want, but we're just not going to be out in the street burning stuff down now, because now we're building. That is the fastest thing and the quickest thing they can do to affect change. And by change, I mean to stop the demonstrations. They slow it down. And now people say, let you keep up with what you said because you made it law. So that's what we're looking for. And I don't think they're going to stop until they see that.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for answering my questions, and look forward to hearing from you guys sooner than later. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Thank you. Let's see. 386 area code. You are on.
Let me turn down my background noise here real quick.
All right.
Does that sound better now?
We still hear you. We're good.
Okay. I got a couple of questions for you. One is on foundations. So I guess this is going to you, Ray.
Okay.
A foundation, can you grant money to an individual on a regular basis?
I would not say on a regular basis, no, not to the same individual. Well, all depends.
Okay.
Now that I think about it, you can give an individual a grant, but it might be that the grant is so large that you are giving it in segments. That could be a repetitive basis, but it would still be one grant. It just may be distributed over a period of time. That might could work. That's something we'd have to look into.
And like, you know, I was just wondering, because if that individual that you're granting this to, if something happened because they're elderly, would you be able, you know, if you're the executor of this, you know, grantor, you'd be able to cancel all that, right?
Well, for the foundation?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, the person that you're giving the grants to, if they should pass, then the grant, you'd have the option of stopping any further grants.
I guess it all depends on the nature upon which the grant was issued.
Okay.
So you
all
can
right.
work
and
with your professionals on putting that together. They could help you package that. If that was your concern, then there's probably a way that you could package that the grant would only be available for the direct recipient, and then it would terminate if the recipient were to pass away. You could probably structure it that way.
All righty. And my next one's on trust. Like, say, if I have a car, I put that car in a trust, and I get rid of that car, how do I go about that with it being in a trust? Can I get like
you
a,
won't
revoke,
do
a
it.
Revocable trust? The trust.
You won't be doing it if you – well, we need to look at the dynamics, who did what. If you are a trustee of that trust purchasing the vehicle, then at the same time that it's being sold, you would be the one executing the sale, and then the money would go into the trust bank account.
And is there any way you can cancel that trust afterwards? Could it,
sure,
like,
if the grantor makes it a revocable trust, it could do that.
Okay, what's what was that term you used for the trust? Non-statutory.
Okay.
Is that the kind of trust you use for that kind of thing?
I would use that for anything that I do. I don't believe in asking anybody for permission if I don't have
to.
The Constitution says I don't have to ask for permission, so I'm not going to ask for permission since I don't have to.
And I've been married for almost 47 years. I have to ask permission to go potty.
Oh, okay.
Sorry I haven't been able
to
do it for a couple of months, but I've been between a rock and a hard place here recently on Social Security.
Understandable. But thank you for your efforts.
But other than that, I wish you gentlemen a happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, sir.
And I use the term loosely because I haven't met you to know whether you're really gentlemen or not.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Ray, I might
all right.
About, but Tony, I'm not sure.
Have a happy Thanksgiving. All right.
All right, thank you, sir. Have a good
Take
day.
Care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 951 area code. You are
good
on.
Afternoon. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. You really piqued my interest, Tony, today. I've got two comments, but I've got two questions. But the first one is, you had said that the U.S. The U.S. told them to get this thing done by the end of the month. When you say U.S., is that the United States Treasury, or what entity are we talking about?
We're talking about the United States of America. Sent a delegation over there and requested that they do that by the end of the month and meet the demonstrators' demands. So
okay.
It's a delegation over there that's more than just the Treasury. There's
okay.
more than
right.
just the RV going on over there.
Okay. All right, fantastic. And the next question was, you really threw up a red flag. I really appreciate this comment that you made. And you had mentioned that the finance ministers and the CBI are meeting right now. That's exactly what you said, correct?
It is what I said. And then I said that was earlier because he came back and told me it was on the 6 o'clock news. So it was on the 6 o'clock news in Baghdad. It is now 10:30 in Baghdad. So whether the meeting is over or not, I don't know. A lot of times they have meetings late into the night and they make announcements. But we'll have to see when they start putting out the news and articles about what happened at the meeting.
Right. No, that was very, very important. I appreciate you passing that along to us because that's huge in my mind. Because if they are meeting, they're you know, and it's, you know, even in the evening time, there's something up with that, is you know, and everyone can draw their own conclusions. But I appreciate you passing that information along to us. And that's all I've got to say. And you guys have a good Thanksgiving. And I'll let the next caller come on in then, okay?
All right, thank you, sir. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
Bye-bye. 901 area code. You are on.
Hi, fellas, and happy Thanksgiving to you both.
All right. I can barely hear you, though.
Okay. Well, let me switch up here. So is that a little bit better?
Yes,
thank
a great
you, sir.
Deal better.
Great, thank you so much. In traveling, or better yet, when the numbers come out, if you are not in your area, should you have taken your currency with you and tried to exchange in the area that you'll be visiting?
Okay, we were told that you have to be in your zone to do your exchange. So that's what I'm going to tell you was our instructions. We'll wait and see what happens when it goes live. But I will tell you what I always say. Nothing beats a failure but a try. All they can do is say, nope, you got to go back to your own area and do it. So you can ask them if you want to.
Okay. All right. So the number, the toll-free number should work no matter where you are, and then they just route you to your area based upon the area code?
Well, you know, there could be as many as 12 different numbers, one number for each zone. I don't know how it's going to come out. It could be one number, like we were told, that has tranches that connects from each zone, so they know what zone you're in. Don't know what their actual system looks like, but they have it, and that's why they want you to be in your zone, so that guy there can direct you to somewhere that's there. Instead of you being in New York, and you're from Alabama, and he says, well, I don't know where you should go, because when I asked for your address, you gave me somewhere in Alabama. So how can I tell you where you should go in New York? I don't know.
Okay, then. All right. We'll just wait and see what happens.
Yep. That's all we can do.
Appreciate it.
Okay. All right. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving. Ray? Yes, no?
All right. 415. Oh. You are on. 415 area code. 454.
Hello.
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 Good morning.
Good morning. This is my question. And first of all, thank you so much. The intelligence of both of you is just phenomenal. And kindness. I'll be thanking
you
definitely for Thanksgiving. The question I have is that because Iran has infiltrated the Iraqi government, do you think they sabotage votes? I mean, are they in there that would be able to vote just like the GOP has been doing in the United States for so long?
Oh, wait. You brought that right home, didn't you?
Why not?
Oh, they really is. Well, I'm going to skip the last part. Okay.
Sure, I understand.
But are they involved and have they been? Yeah, absolutely. Or they wouldn't have so many Iranians in there. You guys got to realize what you do. The government has been carrying, well, first of all, it wasn't even a democracy, okay? But
yeah.
Even now that it has and it's growing and learning, yeah, absolutely, Iran has been taking advantage of it. Because they know, and we've had those problems over there for years. But the people are getting smarter, better, and they're realizing it. And again, that's why they've changed the laws again, right now. And even part of that is in the budget.
Okay.
So to make it more transparent. So they can't allow them to do that. Okay?
Okay. So they can't, when they do these votes and then they don't do them and, you know, or it doesn't pass or something, it isn't necessarily because somebody in from that favors Iraq is messing up things. I mean, Iran is messing up things. Or it is, and it's becoming more difficult for them to do that.
Yeah, and it has been because they have been influencing it. So,
mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Iran doesn't want them to do what we want them to do. They're trying to find
that
because it's going to affect their economy.
Right.
So, yeah.
Okay. Well, let's hope that there is no interference when they have their meetings and everything can get through smoothly and before Christmas, for sure.
Right.
Tuesday sounds good. On my calendar that I have hanging on my my refrigerator, it has under it on Tuesday, it says giving. What does it say here? It says Giving Tuesday, the 3rd of December, is marked down in my calendar, Giving Tuesday. That would be really nice.
That would
okay.
work for me, too. All right.
Okay, thank you both very much from the bottom of my
okay.
heart.
Bye-bye.
All right, happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, both to you, too, and your family.
Okay. 281 area code, you are on.
Good morning, good afternoon.
Good morning.
Hey, Mr. Ray. Hey, Mr. Tony.
Hey.
Good morning didn't work, huh? Okay. All right.
Now, we're excited, so we need to look. I sound excited. I'm groovy, man, groovy.
All right.
Okay. What's
okay.
going on?
Well, The gentleman a couple of calls before answered my question, and but my husband do have a question for Mr. Ray, and I just want to say, man, this is exciting, and I mean it's just really everything that we're hearing, and I remember Tony always say, watch what they're doing, not what they say.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And they're doing some exciting things to let us know this is really at the end and we are really going. So with that, guys, have a blessed and safe holiday. And that's to every TNT person along with you all. And I'm let my husband answer the question and we're going to get off. And we just thank God for you all.
Okay. Thank you,
guys.
How y'all doing?
Hey, sir. All right.
All right.
And tabula, sir, to the nth degree. What's going on?
Mr. Ray, for 50,000 points. Now, the trust, is like in a way for a program. It's for access protection, but it's for a program. It can be used as a program also. But what about all the other monies that you have that you can't put into the trust? How do you sort of protect that?
What makes you think you can't put it in trust? Where'd you get that from?
Okay. Myself.
Did that answer it?
Okay, I got you.
Okay.
Okay.
All
okay.
right. Great.
Just wanted to give you 50,000 points right quick. Okay. Now she laughing
right.
at me, so okay. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Let me let you guys go and let me get laughed at in private.
Yes, sir. Take care.
got you.
All right, guys. Let me tell you guys this before we go, though. Because I do say it, and it's going to be of utmost importance, not just to Iraq, but to your bankers, to your friends, your family, and to life always. And we've been saying that, to do just that. Watch what they do. Because people are going to tell you a whole lot of things in a whole lot of different situations. But watch what they do. That's what your investments, your opportunities, and your life, because it is going to change dramatically when this happens. Okay? All right, Ray? Good?
Okay. Well, that's going to do it. That's your closing statements?
Oh, no. Is it time to go? I was just going back.
Yes, sir.
Oh, all right, guys. Nope. Everything's moving forward. You know, we got a lot of positive information about the government, Iraq, what they were doing, the announcements that they were making to the people, even in the last 48 hours, 72 hours, that all their demands were being met, that the agreements were being done, and they just had to officially do it. Now, it's up to the people if they're going to wait for that, let them drag it out a week, 2 weeks, whatever. But so far, they aren't. They aren't going for it. They said it already took 2 weeks. They're continuing to demonstrate. Now, down south, they're demonstrating different than around Baghdad. Around the Iranian border, they're demonstrating different. Because everything coming today is turning it from a demonstration into a revolution. And that will be totally different. It will look totally different. And again, if Tis just sent me, they're burning the Iranian consulate today, then what's next? They're cutting off all the government buildings down there. They're cutting off the bridges, the roads, trying to cut the government off. Iraq, they said they already lost $6 billion since the 1st of October in doing this, which they cannot afford to lose. So things are definitely going to happen. And they are making an announcement they're not going to stop until they get what they want. And that's what we need to see. We hate to see the demonstrations, the riots, the burning, the tires, and all that. We hate to see people getting killed and everything else. But that might just be what they have to do to get what they want. But it's coming. The banks are still there. They know it's still happening. Like you said, the rates are off the screen today. They're grayed out. But they think again like they did last time. They did it. They were excited and said, hey, we're going now back up. So hopefully that is what happens. But be encouraged and know that every day we're a day closer. And this is definitely almost over. They're making too many things public for it not to be. So do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy your Thanksgiving. And if we have to talk about it again on Friday, we will. All right, Ray?
All right, ladies and gents, that's going to do it for this segment of TNT Conference Call, Hump Day Wednesday. And, of course, if everything is status quo, we will be back on Friday with our regularly scheduled time. But we know tomorrow is a big day. It's Thanksgiving around, at least around the U.S., if not around the world. And just want to put out a special request for those who are lonely, have no family, or not hearing from their family. If you can reach out to them, do so. And if you can't reach out to them, at least pray for them so that they will have a joyous Thanksgiving Day holiday weekend as the rest of us. And for those who may be in this situation, don't sit home all alone, sad. Reach out. Call some of us if you have our numbers. We might be busy, but we won't be too busy to spend a few minutes to talk with you on Thanksgiving Day. That being said, keep believing, ladies and gentlemen, because we sure do. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Hey, when we have our event, we'll sing this song together.
The storm will soon be over. I believe the rain will go away. I believe that I can make it through it. Oh, I believe.
How about you?
It's already done.
I want you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move.
Are you ready?
It's time for you to smile again.
To walk into your season.
Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide.
God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's going to do it for you.
I believe.
Why?
God's going to do it. Remember this. Your storm is over.
excited about your future.
To stop conference recording, press 1. To return to the conference, this session is no longer being recorded.
This is your private banker. It's done. It's finished.
What? Honey!
It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. Everything's completed. There's nothing else to say. It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.